Welcome back to Animal Planetoid. On this podcast, we'll be going over the desert tortoise with special guests, reptile specialist Agent Barnes and Agent West. I'll have a few questions for you guys, if you guys could answer them.
Well, first off, I just wanted to say thank you for having us here today. You know, you know what they say about tortoises.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, just ask us anything you want to know.
Okay, what do they usually look like?
A desert tortoise has a scaled head and a high... Domed shell. My bad, I'm kind of, you know, out of it today. They can sure survive in any area where temperatures on the ground reaches 60 degrees Celsius. The DT is a herbivore, which is a plant eater. Its diet consists of shrubs, grass, cacti, and their flowers.
Now, can you tell me some more facts about their appearance?
Sure, the desert tortoise can reach up to 6 inches in height and can weigh 8 to 15 pounds. They're usually light tan colored, while the adults are dark brown colored.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you know more about a lot about their home?
Yes, they spend more than 95% of their lives underground. Their home's range covers 10 to 100 acres. Males stay in the large territories, then females underground burrow. Burrows are usually 3 to 6 feet deep and up to 30 feet long. Burrows can be shared with up to 23 other tortoises and lots of other creatures like insects, reptiles, and mammals.
Wow, that's wild. Now, how do you guys feel about reptiles in general?
Personally, I love reptiles. Reptiles are just very interesting to me. I like the way they feel. I like how they're cold-blooded, you know, like me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just love animals, but reptiles seem to be my favorite. They just grow onto me and stick onto me with their claws.
Yeah. What about you? Agent West?
Personally, I love reptiles, you know. The tortoise is one of my favorite animals.
Oh, yeah. I love the tortoise.
Yeah.
Why do you love the tortoise?
I love the tortoise because when I was a little girl, I had a pet tortoise. And I like tortoises.
What happened to that pet tortoise?
He passed away, but it's okay.
Sorry for your loss.
It's fine. Okay. So, guys, do you guys know anything about their horns and their feet?
Both sexes have a girlar horn, my bad. You know, I can't talk today. An anterior extension of the plastohorn, lower shell. The horn is longer in males and often upturned. Males have these in fighting with other males, attempting to insert the horn under the anterior edge of the carapace. I hope I said that right. Carapace, and by twisting to the side to flip the other male on its back.
Oh, God.
The opponent attempts to stand as high as possible to prevent this from happening. Would you like to know about their feet?
Yeah, that was very aggressive.
They are kind of aggressive in the wild.
The tortoises. Hind limbs differ from the fore limbs. Where's the hind limbs? The fore limbs are flatted with well-developed muscle. They're used for digging burrows. The females use their hind limbs to dig their nests.
Wow, that's some nice feet facts.
You want to know about their behavior?
Yeah, I'd love to know about their behavior.
Fighting may occur anytime. Males encounter one another and usually ends in the subordinate male running away from the other, where there are cavities in particular.
All right, well, that's all the time that we have. I thank both of you guys for coming out here, Agent Weston and Agent Barnes.
Thank you for having us, Andy.
Thank you for your time and coming out here. All right, we'll be back with another episode next week.